SportsCast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. SportsCast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
SportsCast Sports Talk 101.
Colts, Patriots, Jets, Giants, oh my God. Oh my God. What the hell is going on in the NFL?
I don't know. The Vikings are number one in the NFC North. The Jets are Jets beat the Packers. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah, they did. The Giants are still winning.
The Giants are the second team. I don't know. I can't predict anything in the NFL anymore. I don't know what to say.
All Matty Ice went cold one week and then blew up the next.
Yeah, he's actually high up there with the rankings. The Vikings came out with another win.
It's Mariota, you bastard.
There were so many. So we're going to start off. This show is going to be a little bit different because there was actually a bunch of news that came out thanks to the NFL having their, you know, annual meeting with the owners meeting and Roger Goodell and lovely Jim Irsay never ceases to amaze us. So thank God for him.
Let me tell you something. You do not need to be talking about what owner being kicked out. You lucky you still own your team. You need to shut your drunk. Not drunk.
It was just a glass of Chardonnay.
I hope he ain't drinking anymore. But man, so,
off of our week six picks that we had, we both picked Washington. I swear to God, I thought we were watching another repeat of last week. Thank God they pulled it together and put together a decent offense to win that, because I swear if this was just going to be another field goal back and forth type shit, I was going to lose my mind. Between the amount of the punting team got more action than anybody else.
Right.
So we both got that one. We both unfortunately got the Niners game. We didn't get that one right.
Yeah, we did not get that right.
Damn, 49ers couldn't pull it off, but that's, you know, it is what it is. We never know what Jimmy G you're
gonna get.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Is we expect this every week with Jimmy. You don't know what's gonna happen.
Less throwing, more running. That's all I gotta say. Okay.
Yeah. Washington won 12-7 over the Bears. That was probably the worst game of the week. The Falcons won 28-14. Let's see. Next up, where's my Excel sheet? We had Browns. Both of us picked the Browns to win that one. Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
38-15. Good Lord. Hey, we might have quarterback controversy.
I actually thought that as well. There were a lot of things people were talking like, what do you do? Do you go Mac Jones or do you use this guy? That guy
needs a job.
Mac Jones is. Jones needs to show more. He was good last year, but not great. This guy is, I want to see how he continues to do because they may have an issue. So next up, we had Jets at Green Bay. Ooh, that one. Jets down. Won 27-10.
Down. You know, that's sad when you see a Jet player jump in the crowd and do the Lambo jump into Jet fans. And then the guy wore a cheese head at the end of the game. The guy put on a cheese head and walking on your field with a cheese head. Jet.
But wow. Okay, so we're going into week seven and the Jets are 4-2. What universe are we in? That the Packers are 3-3 and the Jets are 4-2. I don't know what's going on anymore with the NFL. We both got the Jaguars game incorrect pick. Colts won that one 34-27. I honestly thought the Jets or Jacksonville was going to win that, but it seems that they're starting to fall apart again. It was just an off day.
89 yards and 3 TDs. Thank you, Matt Ryan. You actually saved me in 2 of my fantasy leagues. I had to use him. I had to use him as a quarterback, and he won for me.
Whew. Next up, we have Vikings, Dolphins. Honestly, the Dolphins could.
We picked the Vikings.
We both picked. Yeah, we both picked the Vikings, so we both got that. The Vikings are 5-1.
Wow. And you know what's sad? You know what's sad? Stephen A. did his Stephen A. list, and he put the Cowboys as the fifth best team, but he could not put the Vikings. He said, nope, I'm not putting the Vikings. You're not gonna put,
but the Vikings are 5-1.
You're not gonna put and, yeah, see.
Homer. And the thing is, they're the only loss that they had was against the Eagles.
Right.
And the Eagles are one of the top, they're the best team in the league right now. Still.
Yeah, they're the best team. Yes.
But the Vikings are I don't know where to go with how strange this is. Between the Vikings 5-1 and the Jets 4-2 and Rodgers, who cares? He's
you know, guys, that can flip. It's still the beginning. That can't flip.
We're not. We're almost to the halfway point.
We had the Cardinals. We had the Cardinals last year kicking everybody's butt, and then they flipped.
Weren't the Dolphins as well dominating, and then they fell apart, or they went the other way? But the Eagles started off crappy the first half and dominated, but they just haven't stopped. Next up, Bengals and Saints. I honestly was scared with that one because Chase, I thought the Saints were going to win it.
Hey, I thought so too, but then Chase, 132 yards, two TDs. They had the flashbacks back in LSU days, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The running games on across the NFL was crazy. Oh, again,
God.
This has been this season has been all about the running back, the year of the running back. I swear to God, it's been that way.
Sucky defense.
Well, yeah, that too. That's only on Thursdays. That's when there's no play because we just get to watch special teams play. Next up, Giants, 24-20 win over the Ravens.
5-1 Giants, folks.
Ravens were winning, and then all of a sudden I know. They were winning, and what got me is I left, grabbed a drink, came back, and then I look. I'm like, the hell is this? The Giants won.
I'm like, dude, this is they cannot. They let the team come back. You cannot let a team come back and do that.
And this is, once again, Vikings 5-1, Giants 5-1, Jets 4-2, three teams. I would not have predicted to have this record at this time at the beginning of the season. I'm almost positive I didn't predict that. I didn't either.
Didn't either.
Bucks lost to the Steelers 20-18. That was.
Hey, guess who's back? Guess who's back? Trubisky.
Well, we knew why the Bucks lost. I mean, it was clearly because of that unfortunate pass interference call or roughing the passer. I mean. You know, you can't just hit the goat like that. The guy's old. Could have broke a hip or something.
Yeah, he looks, I don't know, man. He looks a little stressed, Tom Brady. Looks a little stressed.
Well, you know, he didn't practice Saturday. He was probably still hungover from his, you know, Rob Kraft's wedding. You know, they had to bring back the Patriots. Literally, if anybody go on social media, look up the pictures from Robert Kraft's wedding with Brady, it's literally all you see is it's all New England Patriots. Everybody that was invited was a Patriot, and I'm like, is this? Are we hinting? Are we going to see a reunion of Robert Kraft bringing Tom Brady home?
Hey, you know, throwing some Wes Welker, throwing some you know.
I mean. Stranger things have happened in the NFL. So we saw Brady leave to go to Tampa Bay. It would never surprise me if he's like, yo, I'm out. I'm going back home. And I'm, you know, he's not with his wife. We know they're getting a divorce. So maybe that was the reason they left New England and Kraft was like, come back home. One more for the road.
He's like, look, man, look, I got this one massage parlor. It's great in Florida. Come with me. You know, we get a little, you know what?
Hey, you know what they say? Cold weather does good for the bones. So maybe he'll come back home. Rams and Panthers. Rams win that one 24-10.
You heard who the Panthers are trying to shop.
Yes. So the Panthers are getting rid of everybody, apparently. They got rid of their receiver that threw a temper tantrum. And started fighting with the
Hey, you know what? Staff. I'd be like, hey, what? Bye. Hey, this weather's a lot better anyway.
But, and then he got signed that same day with the Cardinals, and I'm like, oh, dear God. So you've got him with baggage. You've got DeAndre Hopkins.
Hey,
I
mean, Anderson, receiver now. Anderson is not a scrub. I think he might
be one of them.
You got Brown, Anderson, and Hopkins?
Well, Brown is a hit or miss because he's injured now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They don't know 100%, but that's still a hell of a receiving core. And maybe he just threw that tantrum. He pulled an Antonio Brown and just wanted out.
They're going to be getting Connor back. They're going to be getting their running back, though.
Yeah, I think Buffalo is about to get a new running back, and that's going to be a dangerous combination.
But they want to get rid of McCaffrey.
Well, Buffalo says, come on, we'll take you. Josh Allen says, we'll take care of you. We got an offensive line.
Watch my Warriors get – hey, my Warriors are getting their ring. They're getting their ring. Woo, Warriors.
So, and then we also – since we shifted real fast for other sports in baseball, Yankees are going to the AL American League Championship sixth time. This is the third time they'll be facing the Astros. Hopefully there's no cheating involved. that was cold.
We are talking about the Astros.
Yeah. Seahawks 19-9 victory over the Cardinals.
Gino
is just, on a whole another level.
I'm going to give him my comeback player of the year.
I could see it happening. You picked the Cardinals. I went with the Seahawks.
But whoa. Before we say Geno, though, Geno didn't score no touchdowns. Kenneth Walker III, 97 yards rushing, a TD, plus he was catching the ball, too. Man, that Kenneth Walker looked good.
Yeah. That is the craziness of the NFL with, like I said, I'm okay with passing, but I'm a bigger fan of one defense because that's what I played, and I'm a fan of the running game. And I'm so glad that we started to see that trend last year, and it's basically taken over the league this year. This is also, I have a theory as to why we're not seeing as many penalties as we did last year or the year before in the last couple of years. The penalties, you know, roughing the pass. Well, okay, minus Brady's and the Chiefs one. But you're seeing less pass interference calls and things like that because there ain't a whole. The league has shifted back to that old running game. So I'm okay with that. But Bills are 5-1. They beat the Chiefs 24-20. Josh Allen.
Good game.
I don't know what else to say about Josh Allen. What else can he do?
Please tell me, did you see him jump over a defense player? Did you see that?
I watched that. I watched that several times.
I was like, wow.
And he's a big dude. He's not like he's not Kyler Murray stature. He's like I would say less bulky than Big Ben, but probably the same height and way more athletic than Ben ever was. No disrespect to Ben Roethlisberger, but buddy.
We both picked the Bills.
Yes, we both picked the Bills, and we also both picked the Chargers and the Eagles. So the Eagles won 26-17. I honestly didn't really care for that. I would have loved it to have been a tie, but I'm okay with the Eagles winning because the Cowboys lost, and that's always a win for me.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm a fan because myself – and Vet and a whole bunch of other people, Steven, we was laughing at you. You did your job.
Hands down, and he proved us wrong.
Yeah, he did. They won. He did his job. He won games.
Could you see him as a starter somewhere else? Obviously not in Dallas. Maybe Carolina? Because they obviously need some help.
I got to see more games. I got to see some more games. But I will say, and he's got to play some tougher teams, dude. Like this team right here, if he would have beat the Eagles, then I would have, hands down, give this man a starting job somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. And I also don't think that – I think they would have continued allowing Prescott to continue to heal But the fact that they lost.
They lost, yeah. All right, let's get him out.
Yeah. So
you better hope that thumb's attached, though, because I don't want to see a thumb hitting the flying out of here, dude.
Oh, man. Chargers, Broncos, that was Chargers 119-16 in overtime.
That was kind of a crappy game. I hate to say it, but yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, Chargers won. Chargers won. It reminded me of a Thursday. That reminded me of a Thursday night game, dude. That's what that is.
It's bad when Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels are both like, can we just get to next week? Literally on air, live on air, they're like, yeah. God, can we get to next week? Even they're bored of this. So now that we got that stuff out of the way, we're going to kind of chat about some other news that's been going around the league. Russell Wilson is day-to-day. He apparently has a hamstring injury, so he's day-to-day. DeSean Jackson, who I thought was retired.
With the Ravens.
I thought he was retired because I didn't even hear anything. I was like, D-Jax, why does that name sound familiar? I know it's not one of them.
Eagles, Philly?
No, I knew who he was. I just like, he's been out of the league. I know he was with the Raiders. I'm like, what, D-Jax? So he's back. He signed. I don't know if it's going to help, but, you know.
No, because this is the problem. You got quarterbacks now trying to throw, trying to run. They're doing too much. And they have other stars out there.
But it works for some teams. The difference is, like, the Ravens' problem is that Jackson tries to do everything himself. He wants to run the ball himself. He wants to be the quarterback, the running back. The only thing I'm surprised he's not trying to be is throw the ball up high enough that he can catch it and be the receiver.
Look, here I can give you it right here, Arizona. You've got Murray, 222 yards passing. Murray, 100 yards rushing. He's trying to be the running back, the receiver, the quarterback. I mean, you just – and sometimes you have when your other players are not doing anything, but you got Dak Hurts and you got other people.
So this is we'll do this here. I pulled up the rushing stats for the year based off of every team. The number one running back in the league is Nick Chubb with 649 yards on 110 attempts. Saquon Barkley's number two, 616. Josh Jacobs is next at 490. Miles Sanders, 485. And then next is Lamar Jackson with 451 yards rushing for the season.
Yeah.
He's got more rushing yards than Dalvin Cook, more rushing yards than Derrick Henry. Like, what is and no one cares about Ezekiel Elliott.
And guess what else he has? I'm telling you the problem. You heard it from me, folks. This is why the Ravens are losing, because this man about to come third quarter, fourth quarter, he's burnt out. Because he's running so much, throwing, doing all this stuff. When it comes, when we need him, that's what it call is a clutch quarterback. Clutch quarterback in third and fourth quarter, we need you to throw the ball, get it down there, score, win the game. He can't do it. He's burnt out.
Yeah, so for the season, Lamar has run the ball 56 times for 451 yards. But he's also passed the ball. Where's his name? I swear it was just on here, Lamar. Way down at the bottom, 181 attempts. So he's also thrown the ball 181 times for 1,277 yards. And we wonder why the Ravens wonder why their quarterback can't do anything by the end of the game. Might have something to do with the fact that you're burning yourself out. Like Josh Allen has thrown the ball 239 times. He's averaging 8.3 yards per attempt or per pass. Has 1,980 yards passing already for the season. One, that's ridiculous. But what's even crazier is Patrick Mahomes is third on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan is second for most passing yards for the season, which is crazy. Yeah, I wasn't actually when I saw that I was like, I honestly thought it was going to be Allen then Mahomes, and I was like, oh, look at that, Matt Ryan's on that list. Wow. How about that? But then if you look at Josh Allen for running, because we know he runs.
Yeah.
Well, he's not on the first page. I don't know where he's at here.
But he also has Stephon Diggs, Davis, McKenzie. He's throwing the ball. And okay, Knox.
Here we go. Josh Allen has run the ball 47 times for 257 yards. But he doesn't rely on the running game. That's the difference. Even with that, yeah, I know 47 is up there. It's close to what
he does what Jack he needs to do.
Yeah, he did. Which is why he beat the Chiefs.
If you're third and five, third and six, you know what? He's going to run. He's going to try. You know what? I'm not going to throw it. I'm going to run. Boom. Now we got first down. He gets the first downs. He runs. He just don't know how to slide, though. He scares me when he slides.
No, I think he took lessons from Steve Young. And we saw We saw what happened to Steve Young. Yeah. He had to retire because concussions ruined his career. And that's the issue there. But Russell Wilson's day to day after the MRI. Mike Tomlin says that Kenny Pickett is in concussion protocol, but will start versus the Dolphins if he's cleared.
Oh my God! Which don't
is
rush
stupid.
The guy, man.
And I like Tomlin. Tomlin's a great coach, but I feel like he's copying what happened to Tua. I'm like, didn't we see this with Tua? He cleared the protocols, and then he got knocked out for several.
This guy's young. He's got a whole life ahead of him, whole career. Don't ruin this kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I don't get. You're basically saying, sorry, Trubisky, this isn't your team anymore. But thanks for winning the game for us. Washington's head coach, Ron Rivera, named Taylor Heineke as the starter versus the Packers. So thank God we have a quarterback that already knows the offense.
Most people said he should be starting for that team anyway.
He should have, yes. I agree with that. I understand, you know, that's like saying I think Jacoby Brissett should be the starter for the Browns, but we know why that's not happening, and I know why we weren't seeing him as the starter in Washington. It was because of the trade. So you know that's the way it works. There was some other news. Troy Vincent said I'm assuming it was during the meetings today with the owners and everything. We're not going to back off protecting the quarterback. Because originally, so the NFL had their owners meeting today up in New York. Mm-hmm. Before the meeting started, there was all this talk that they weren't discussing Snyder. They weren't discussing Washington. They weren't discussing roughing the passer or concussions or anything. And then they did exactly that. That was literally, besides the fact, the other thing that they did do is allow Jim Irsay to open his mouth, which that shouldn't have happened. But on the
no
plus
comment.
Side.
No comment. Yeah. That's
on
all he had
plus
to say.
Side, we are getting another game next year. It's not going to be this year. So we're getting our three next year for the 2023 season. We will have our three Thanksgiving Day games, which will consist of Dallas and Detroit. We already know those two. I just don't know who they'll play or who the other two teams, you know, will be, all of the other ones. And then we're getting a new game added on Friday, which will be exclusive to Amazon. Yes. Which will be your Black Friday game of the day. So when you're watching your Thursday games, Thanksgiving Day games, you will get to see all kinds of advertisements from Amazon. If you have Amazon devices, they are going to advertise the shit out of, hey, tune in on Friday, watch our football game.
We got doorbusters. Come and get these doorbusters. Amazon.
You know what? I honestly can see that. You're going to be watching the game on Amazon, and you're going to have your remote with you. And then all of a sudden, you're going to say, hey, it's going to pop up a thing on your screen that says, hey, click this button and order this right now. It's a one-time deal. You'll get this for like, it's normally $100. You'll get it for $20 if you order it right now while you're watching the game. It's honestly, from a business thing, that's genius. That is the most genius idea to put a football game that's exclusive to Amazon on Black Friday. I'm like, you sneaky SOBs figured out the perfect way to do it.
Now, you know, they'll have other products too, but you're mostly going to see Amazon.
Right, because we've already been watching, what, five games on Amazon Prime anyways for Thursday games, and what are all the commercials? Almost every commercial is something revolving around Amazon Prime or a show on Amazon or something else Amazon. It's all Amazon all the time. But yeah, so Mr. Jim Irsay said there's merit to, quote, there is merit to remove, unquote, Daniel Snyder as the Commander's owner. So there's, as we all know, anybody that follows football knows that Snyder is under, I've lost track how many different investigations, from the NFL, from the federal government, the House. And then he's the smart guy that says, guess what? I hired private investigators to get all this dirt on Roger Goodell and several of the owners. One, whatever attorney he has should probably be fired, because my issue with that.
Jerry Jones.
My issue with that statement that Snyder made about that, if the government wants to end this and end this quickly, Snyder, guess what? You just allowed your incriminated yourself by saying that they could easily charge you with blackmail, because you're basically saying you're holding all this information on these people and you can't do nothing about it. So that and extortion. I'm like, you literally called the NFL the mafia and said that you have all of this dirt on them and just implicated yourself with extortion and blackmail. And I'm like, you have got to be the dumbest owner or businessman I've ever seen. Like, that, no part of that should have been allowed to be said.
And they did
anywhere.
They did. Jerry Jones did do a statement, but you know, he just played it off, which
Jones's statement was nowhere. Jones's statement was nowhere near what. So Irsay actually spoke with reporters after the meeting for like, I think it was almost 30 minutes. Like, that was way longer than he should have been allowed. But Irsay, so basically says, Irsay, who spoke to reporters at the NFL's Fall League meeting in New York, is the first owner to publicly state this position. Snyder and the franchise he's owned since 1999, I'm not going to say, are currently the subject of separate ongoing investigations by the United States House Committee on Oversight and Reform and former U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White, who's conducting a new review on behalf of the NFL concerning allegations of an ungodly amount of workplace misconduct with sexual harassment, among other things, and alleged cheerleading CDs, DVDs that were made inappropriately. There, I mean, the list, I've never seen such a lengthy list and how there's no issues. Snyder's free to do what he wants right now. The NFL's not doing anything. Roger Goodell was already asked if the NFL is going to do anything and just allow him. And he's basically said it's an open investigation. There's nothing we can do.
Snyder family said, we ain't giving up this team and we're not standing down.
Right. There's a reason that every other owner bailed and gave up all of their ownership rights to that team and left Snyder in full control. All of the minority owners that he had, they don't exist anymore. They don't want anything to do with it. And that's the reason they don't want to be attached to this whole thing. The removal of an owner in the NFL requires a 3/4 vote from ownership. So you have to have 24 out of 32 votes.
Right.
I can guarantee they probably have. Irsay probably was right. He probably, what he did is, he wasn't supposed to say that, but I can guarantee you that they already have enough to vote him out. My theory is that I think that they need the investigation to be finalized before they can vote him out.
But are they really going to vote against him?
I really don't know. I mean, look, the Dolphins owner's still there. I've only seen a few sports teams owners actually lose the ownership completely. And the last one that I saw that happen to was in the NBA, I believe.
That's football too.
Carolina.
Carolina Panthers.
So you had the Carolina Panthers had it happen to them. And I don't remember which team in the NBA. It might have been the Seattle.
The Clippers.
I'm just kidding. Kidding.
The old man. You boys belong to me, boys.
Yeah, that one, I think that was probably the worst out of the most recent ones was that one. But Irsay said, I think potentially there will be enough votes, but we will see. And I'm like, I don't even know how you. He said, I don't know how long it will take. Ursi said, certainly we're going to be thorough and look at everything. It could be at the March meeting. I don't know. But I know we want to be thorough and look at everything carefully. And I'm like, oh, my God, you literally just told everybody when you're planning on potentially trying to boot him out. And I'm like, oh, you are the dumbest owner I've ever seen.
He's done.
I will give credit to Roger. Actually, I don't give credit to Roger Goodell for anything. I'm not a fan of his. But yeah. I will say what impressed me the most watching his interview was every reporter there, even some that were just arriving after probably 5-10 minutes into it, were asking the same thing. Almost all of it was about Snyder, Washington, the Washington Stadium, FedEx Field, the Virginia bill, because it was shot down. It was basically scrapped completely. So to kill off the fact that Washington's not getting a stadium there, all of these things, and every single response was the most vague response you could get. You would think you were listening to a congressman that's being interviewed on Capitol Hill. I applaud him for showing that he could easily handle his own in Congress.
You know what's happening October 30th, don't you? The Commanders versus the Colts.
Oh, Jesus. That should be a fun. That should be interesting.
And hey.
Jesus. Dear God. Hey,
can you imagine Snyder? Oh, I don't want him getting no box. You know what? He can get the broom closet.
Oh.
Some chili dogs.
Yeah.
Tell him I sent it to him.
You know that's going to be outstanding. So Roger Goodell said, you know, it's an ongoing investigation. It's what we've talked about. There were no interim reports. We have not gotten into reports. We do not provide any because we don't have any. When Mary Jo White is done with her investigation, we will share that with the membership and share it publicly as we committed to before. And I was very clear with them. There was no reason for there to be any speculation at this point in time or discussion until we have the facts. And so that was my message to the ownership, and there was little or no discussion.
He cheated the owners out of money. He had two different
The fact is, I think there was discussion going on, but obviously he's not going to say that because he's a little bit smarter than Ursay when it comes to don't talk about things that are during an active investigation. There's a reason there isn't anything. So there were separate investigations come on the heels of the league's initial independent investigation by attorney Beth Wilkinson's firm, which found Washington's workplace culture to be toxic. Snyder and the team were fined $10 million, which, you know, that's chump change. That's like a tank of gas for an individual. That's nothing to him. And sure. The league said he turned day-to-day operations over to his wife, Tanya, but no written report of Wilkinson's findings was released. I wonder why. Why was nothing? And they still have refused to answer why nothing was released. Why didn't her report get released? I think they're holding it. And this is why we have the second investigation going on with Mary Jo White, because the first one, you got nothing. Nobody knew what was going on. All you did was slap the $10 million fine. You made him hand over the day-to-day operations and all the information was shoved under the table. And you wonder why more things keep coming out. The lack of written report prompted Congress to investigate. That's actually the real reason why there was another investigation done by the NFL. They had no choice. They were trying. I think they knew what was going on and they tried to brush it under the rug and then until Congress got involved. And then they were like, oh shit, we're screwed. Now we don't have a choice. Congress also hosted a roundtable in February during which there was a new allegation of sexual misconduct made against Daniel Snyder by a former team employee. Snyder denied the allegation. I mean, let's be real. We knew that was going to happen. That's like saying Deshaun Watson's innocent of everything. I mean, like he claims he is, but accepted a punishment for something he's innocent of. Weird. I just think that what's happened in the workplace at the Commanders, Ursay said of Tuesday, having 3 daughters, 7 granddaughters, that's just not, again, we have to look, see, and he was about to say something and caught himself, and then was like, and why you can see that's just not. And then there's a pause. And then he says, again, we have to look at the investigation and see the finale of certain things that happened, because there's a lot of different things that have happened. So he knows what's going on. Every owner knows what's in that old report. The fact is that because Congress got involved, they don't have a choice now. And now shit's going to hit the fan. And I think he's right. I think it is going to happen in March. It's going to happen at the end of the season.
The owner's got to do the right thing, because this is making the Shield look bad, especially when Congress is getting involved. It just looks bad. And it's
well, just better. Congress in April, Congress informed the FTC. It found evidence the Commanders might have engaged in potentially unlawful financial conduct for more than a decade, which, guess what? Snyder was in charge. He was the one actually running day-to-day operations at that time, along with Bruce Allen. So Bruce is going to have fun with that one. By withholding ticket revenue from visiting teams and refundable deposits from fans, a team spokesperson said it denies any suggestion of financial impropriety of any kind at any time. Yeah, because they're saying, you know what? The government's lying. They're the bad guys here. We didn't do nothing wrong. And we all know how that's all BS. Clearly they got caught. They're not going to admit it, because, you know, who would do that? Congress later invited Snyder and Roger Goodell to testify. Goodell virtually appeared at a public hearing in June. Snyder supposedly testified in a private deposition for more than 10 hours in July. I wonder why the transcript, which still has yet to be released. Nobody knows what he said. Irsay was asked Tuesday if there was anything that could change his current position on Snyder. Sure, you know, I said it was under serious consideration, but I want to see the thorough investigation be put before us and see exactly what's going on, including possible financial improprieties. Once again, shouldn't be allowed to be speaking, but you know.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know if that exists, but that's another component. The government already found that exists, sir. We know this. No, you just need to stop talking.
Somebody get this man a drink.
Oh my God. I just was like, my God, dude. Can you be any dumber?
Yeah.
Between all this other stuff, and then you've got, this has been basically the whole thing from the get-go. If it's not Tom Brady, it's Aaron Rodgers. If it's not Rodgers, it's Dan Snyder in Washington. That's all the news you'll
Jerry
have.
Jones, 80 years, Jerry Jones. Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday. And, hopefully
Don Snyder's got some stuff on you. You better watch out.
I heard Myles Garrett say he's planning on coming back. He wants to get back in there and start playing.
Brady can do it. Grunt did it. I mean, people change their mind and come back.
Randall Cobb received positive news this past week that his ankle injury is just a sprain and he'll only be out 2 to 4 weeks. So, you know, it's good news for the Packers and Rodgers, who has does he have anybody to?
Devontae. Devontae. I'm like, you're not doing too good with Derek. Come back. Come back.
I'm just like, does he have any? Who does he have to throw to now?
He's got the Lazar, whatever what the hell is that guy's name?
Lasagna? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the Chargers are without their kicker, Dustin Hopkins. He's out 2 to 4 weeks for a hamstring injury. He sustained Monday night.
I saw that.
Yeah.
You got to stretch, man. Stretch before the damn game.
So the Saints, good dear God, that's one hell of a list of injuries. Signings. They signed quarterback Jake Luton to the practice squad. Quarterback Andy Dalton is limited in practice for a back injury. Quarterback Jameis Winston is limited in practice due to a back and ankle injury. Mark Ingram is limited due to a knee injury. Jarvis Landry did not practice for ankle injury. Michael Thomas did not practice foot injury. Winter.
What are you going to do when it gets cold, when your bones are brittle?
Marshawn Lattimore, abdomen, did not practice. Marcus May, safety, ribs, full practice. So out of all of those injuries, you only had one that was healthy enough.
I got to give it up to the Rocket. The Red Rocket looked pretty damn good, man. He looked good. Jameson, yeah. You better watch out.
So, Kenny Pickett remains in the league's concussion protocol, but he's expected to participate in practice this week. So,
yeah, it's the you need to know the next game is the battle of the protocols. You got Tua and
this is going to be outstanding. And we did have a retirement. I don't know if we had a retirement party for him yet, but tight end Delanie Walker has announced his retirement after 14 seasons in the NFL. So hey, he is no longer with the 49ers.
He helped me out with a lot of fantasy leagues and stuff.
Looks like Marcus Mariota brought Ron Slusher over.
Oh, no. You know what, Ron? You're a bastard. You're a bastard. He keeps jumping in talking about the Falcons. You look here. Look here. They got. Yeah. I can't say that. Hey, Mariota did a good game.
So let's see. Anybody else? I'm looking to see if there's anything worthy here of announcing. Washington obviously the big one was Taylor Heinicke is starting Sunday in replace of injured Carson Wentz, who broke his finger.
One of the biggest news.
He is out for 6 weeks or more because of a poor little broken finger. And they did sign Jake Fromm.
Woman follows court orders adds name to Deshaun Watson's lawsuit. The woman filed a civil lawsuit against Deshaun Watson last week has amended her petition and includes her name after she was ordered to do so by the judge. So they got her name now.
That's interesting. And the judge ordered the name, but
this one's bad because according to the lawsuit, the plaintiff refused to have sex with Watson. However, he was able to pressure her into oral sex. People, this is serious, man.
But guess where it was at too? Another massage parlor. Go figure. Just like everybody else. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yet he's going to be allowed to play. Like what's bad about this is Roger Goodell. Nobody in the NFL has said. I don't know if this violates his current suspension, because technically it could, because it's a new allegation.
You made a big stink about Tom Brady Deflategate with footballs, and you got a guy who's forcing women to do oral sex. Come on, man. Yeah. Really?
And this is one of the issues that I have with Roger Goodell since he's been the commissioner. I have not been a fan of him for many reasons. One, I don't like the way that he changed the rules. I don't like the stupid Pro Bowl change. It's flag football is ridiculous. I'm not going to watch that stupid nonsense. A week long of all these events that no one's going to get to watch unless you come to Hawaii or go to Florida, but you'll get to watch us play flag football. That's stupid. And then you're allowed. Obviously a serial rapist, whatever you want to call him at this point, he's got a problem. Obviously the longer this plays out there, I wouldn't be shocked to see another one pop up. Somebody else is going to come out and say he did the same thing. And it's always the same location. It's all a massage parlor. Why is he still even in the league at this point? But Tom Brady got kicked out. You suspended somebody for a year because they placed a bet on a football game. But Deshaun Watson is the golden child here, apparently. Have the Raiders won a game? I think they won the game, didn't they? One or two, maybe? I don't know. Broncos running back Melvin Gordon got benched as well. And he said, I'm not going to lie, it hurt a little bit. Because I'm better than that.
You know what hurts? You fumbling the damn ball. That hurts, and your team losing. That hurts.
Yeah, I love that he's like, it hurts. Dude, you realize there's always a reason as to why a player gets benched. I'm like,
and he's not a scrub. Melvin is not a scrub, folks. But
no, he's a good quarterback.
I'm
running back. I mean, yeah, running back.
Murray's like, sit your ass on the bench. I got this.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, yep. I got to mute that. I'm going to pull up the Excel sheet. If there's any, if there was any news stuff you wanted to go over, go for it.
I think I just wanted to, I'm not a huge Deshaun Watson fan, folks. Sorry, not. And we can't say all these women are lying because they're not. I don't think so. When you have that many women and then this guy's going to that many massage parlors and it's just, and he shows no remorse. I have no respect. No respect.
Yeah. And it's not like they're all the same place. These are, it's all different places that he's going to. So he's, you can see that the pattern is there.
Predator.
I don't understand how the NFL, the higher ups have not noticed this. And they're like, and oh, it's okay.
Good looking man. That's the thing, bro. You're a millionaire. You're a quarterback. You can't go to the club. Your game is that bad that you can't pull a woman. You have to order massage therapists and have force oral sex on you. Come on, man. Jesus. Sad. Yeah. It's sad. It's really sad. It's sad.
I am almost done typing this. Oh, geez. That's going to be one that's...
I got Jeff sending me photos. I'm in my house watching the Warriors game. Look at my TV. Well,
if you want to give an update on that, it is sports, so we are allowed.
So the Lakers 4 and Golden State Warriors 5 with 8:42, just still in the first quarter. Boom. Brick. Oh man, I'm loving it. That's where I need to be. I need to be at the Chase Center watching my boys.
I was like, well, that's right. The NBA's back. Hockey's back. Football's still going. It is alive. Yeah. Baseball's almost over, but it's okay.
This is the best time sports. If you're sports bar, perfect.
If you're in sports at all and you love sports, September through the end of October is the best 2 months.
Yes.
Of all time, because you have football starting, you still have baseball, you also get hockey and basketball. So you got four different sports.
And if you're in football, soccer, you got the Major League Soccer playoffs are going on. You also have college football is going on.
Yeah, I mean, good God. If there's not enough sports, I don't know what else to add. So we'll start with our Week 7 picks. Because I think by the time we get all that knocked out, we should be done then. Which is surprising because we knocked out the news pretty good.
You did pretty good, man.
Yeah, I was impressed with that. Saints at the Cardinals. Damn. I don't know who's starting for the Saints, but I kind of want to go myself. I think I'm going to go Cardinals this week.
You know what? I'm going with the Cardinals. Cardinals because they're getting some help. They're getting Anderson. Anderson is a good receiver, and he's going to be hungry because he wasn't getting that in Carolina.
DeAndre's back this week too, right?
Yes.
I think his suspension's up. So, yeah, and the Saints are a freaking mess. Next up, Browns at the Ravens. So, I almost want to – I'm going to go Browns on this one because the Ravens may have – get a lead, but Nick Chubb is going to run rampant, and I think that the Ravens are starting to show this tendency to just blow it in the second half. And I'm sorry, I just don't have a whole lot of faith. I know they got Deshaun Jackson, big deal. What does that do when your quarterback is a glorified running back that can throw the ball?
I'm going with the Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens. And the reason I'm going with the Ravens is they got a quarterback and a running back. The Cleveland quarterback, you know, God bless him. I'm just not 100% sold on the dude. You know, he does mistakes too.
Right. Next up, Bucks at Panthers. I'm going Bucks on that one. I mean, come on now, Brady's. Brady's already pissed. We already saw that.
First of all, Walker. What's the guy's name that was the quarterback for the pit? Did you see yards? Did you see his yards?
I tried.
I think he got hurt, too. He got hurt.
It's bad. Well, you called it that someone was going to turn him into a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I think he did.
Yeah.
But Brady's pissed. One, that's never a good thing when you got a pissed off Tom Brady.
I'm going with the Bucks.
Last their loss, the Bucks had more F-bombs than touchdowns in that game. And the majority of them, I think, were from Brady. If he had been allowed near a tablet, I'm pretty sure there would have been Surface tablets flying everywhere and split in half from him. after that, we've got Falcons at the Bengals.
We're going with the Bengals.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I tip my hat off to you, Mariota. You beat my 49ers. You played pretty good. Got to give it to you.
But the Bengals they're going against. It's the
Bengals. You're going against come on. Jamal, come on. Come on now.
The next one. Oh my God, it's going to hurt me to say who I have to pick. It's the Lions at the Cowboys. I have to fucking go. I'm sorry. I can't. There's no part of me can say that it's going to be a Lions victory.
But we're getting a Dak. We don't know if we're not getting Dak at 100%.
To be honest, a Dak that's not at 50% is probably still good enough to beat the Lions.
Damn. All right. I'll go with the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
It hurts me to say that, but Dak is a good – even when he's not 100%, he's still a good quarter, unless he's trying to run and touch the ball before and blow the game.
This is another tough one right here.
Yeah, Giants at Jacksonville. I'm going Giants on this one. The Giants are hot, and Jacksonville's starting to show some cracks that I'm concerned about. But I don't – I mean, I could see it. Honestly, I can see it go both ways because you never know with what you get with Daniel Jones. But the Giants have been doing good, and I got to give credit.
That running game. I'm going to go with the Giants because my boy
Saquon's
back.
This is my Danny. Just throw the ball every now and then. This is my
exactly.
This isn't even your decade anymore. We're back in the 90s. Just picture it that way and hand me the ball. Let me do my job.
Exactly.
Next up, Colts at the Titans. Whew, that's gonna be a good one. I honestly, I don't really know on that one. To be fair,
I'm gonna go with Tennessee.
I want to say the Colts, but
they do got a really good running back. Now I'm not talking about Taylor.
Look who popped in right as we made our pick.
Stay off my bandwagon. Pick the Lions. I can pick whatever I want, okay? Just because you're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
I'm going to go Colts on that one, but honestly, I think that could go both. I mean, the Titans have just as much, especially if Henry shows up, it's a done deal.
I'm going Derrick Henry. Been balling these past couple of games, so I'm going with Derrick Henry.
So this one, I think, will be another. I almost want to say this will be an upset, but I'm trying to look through and see with the rest.
Oh, come on! Don't you upset my ass?
Packers at the Commanders. I'm sorry, I got to go with my Commanders. On this one.
Dude, Packers are going to kill Washington.
Well, I would believe that, but that's also what everybody said about that they were going to kill the Jets, and
I'm telling you, he's going to take his frustrations from the last game on the Commanders. Aaron Rodgers is going to – you'll see.
Well, the thing is, remember, Washington's defensive line, not the whole defense. Their front – their defensive line is one of the best in the league this season. They have a running game if they can, you know, get it working. And we know that McLaurin is good. It's just going to be interesting with a change of quarterback, a change of scenery there. But, I'll probably get that one wrong knowing my luck. But who knows?
I think he's going to be a little rusty because he's been sitting on the bench. I don't think
but I mean,
going to be a little rusty, and that's what scares me.
If they win, Rodgers, please don't feel bad when I just haze the crap out of you next week. But either way, so next up, Jets at the Broncos. I'm going with the Jets on that one.
I'm all on the Jets, 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 Jets.
Jets are on fire, and the Broncos are a dumpster fire right now. Like, they just, I don't know what the hell.
I agree.
I don't know what they need to do.
It's called new ownership, new coach, new quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, Texans at the Raiders. What's the Texans record?
The Texans are 1-3-1, and the Las Vegas is 1-4. They're gonna win their game right here, guys. Raiders is gonna win a game against Texas.
Yeah, that's who I was planning on picking. I just wanted to know the Raiders.
I did just get
a message from our boss that says that there were sources. This came out at 8:18, so about an hour ago. But Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft have a heated exchange amid Roger Goodell contract discussion. Somebody wants Goodell gone, I'm guessing. The NFL owners voted 31-1. Well, apparently one person wanted him gone. On Tuesday to permit their compensation committee to open negotiations on a new contract with Roger Goodell, but not before two of the league's most powerful owners, the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, and New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, engaged in a heated exchange, multiple league and ownership sources told ESPN. Sources said Kraft joined the overwhelming majority in strong support, with Jones, the lone dissenter, saying, I don't want him back. In the owner's only session, eventually telling Kraft, don't F with me. I mean, he didn't just say the F word. He dropped the F bomb there. And said,
I can see, hey, Kraft be hanging with rappers, dude. He be hanging with some rappers.
Kraft's response was, excuse me? And Jones replied, don't mess with me. So, Jesus.
Ah, I'm going to hit you with my cane.
So, next up, oh, God, Seahawks at the Chargers. I'm not sure with that one, but I'm going to go Seahawks. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Boy, you are really on the Seahawks bandwagon. I'm going to have to go against you. I'm going to have to go with Herbert and the Chargers. Have you seen Eckler? The running back?
Right. Well, no, I've seen. Yeah. They have done very well considering they're missing one of their stars that's been out basically all season.
Allen.
Yeah. But I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe I'll get it right. Who knows? We really don't know. It's hit or miss. We have no analytic reports anymore at this point. They were balled up and thrown away
stuff here.
Weeks ago. Chiefs at the 49ers. Shit. Maybe this would be the upset pick if.
Now remember, KC just took a loss to the Bills.
Right. But they also have some issues that they're showing. There's cracks within that some of these teams are seeing. There are ways to beat the Chiefs if you can find them. And
San Francisco, you got a power offense versus a power defense.
It's either going to be a low scoring field goal extravaganza, or the Chiefs are going to get the a crap ton of points to start it off.
I'm going with my Niners, Bosa. I want you to.
Well, that's what I plan. That's who I was going to pick. It's nothing against the Chiefs, but the 49ers defense is one of the top defenses in the league. And if the defense plays it right, they can shut down Mahomes. We know that he can get shut down.
He's been shut down before, folks.
There are teams that can find. All you do, you watch the tape on these teams that have been able to do that. Next up, shit, Steelers at the Dolphins. I don't even know on this one.
This is called the CTE. This is CTE Bowl right here, folks. The CTE Bowl.
Jesus, I don't even. I don't even know what to do. I almost want to just put. Can I put Ty?
I'm going. Hey, Tua coming back, and I seen him on the sideline. He was smiling. He was looking happy.
Well, he was looking that way too before he got, you know, went all frozen.
Hill and
mode.
Waddle.
With him back, I think that gives them an advantage over the Steelers. So I'm going Dolphins on that one.
And then come on, dude, rookie quarterback.
I don't trust with Pickett coming back so soon. That's my issue with that is I think he's going to get
I would still keep Trubisky. He won a game. Let him get another shot. But you got to be careful how you do this because you mess up the psyche of these quarterbacks. So you don't want to mess this kid up. So don't worry. You still got to. Are you okay? Watch my finger. Yeah. He's good. Put him back.
Send him back. We know what happened with RG3. We don't care about that. He's fine though. Exactly. Send him back in. It wasn't a knee injury. It was just a sprain. As long as he can throw the ball, we're good. Last up, Bears at the Patriots. Sorry, Chicago.
Going with the Patriots.
Yeah.
I love that Stevenson. I love that running back. I love their young receiving core on there. And I like the starter, and I like the backup. They could win with either of those guys.
Yeah.
Could beat that team.
Yep. So that is it, guys. We've got our Week 7 Woo! Picks. You heard it here. We went over the news. We discussed all the highlights.
Warriors.
The majority of the news was pretty much Washington and Ursay, you know, and a few other knuckleheads out there. There was some other stuff there. Who knows what the hell's going to happen between now and Thursday night is Saints and Cardinals. I'm almost positive that we will probably maybe see more points than just watching the special teams get to punt the ball.
I hope so. These past prime Thursday night.
Last three prime games, it's like watching tennis. You're just like,
yeah. Well, tennis could be exciting sometimes.
Right, but I mean,
when the girl's skirts fly up and they go,
it's not the exciting ones. It's the boring tennis, you know, that you're just back and forth.
Yeah.
That's what we had the last 3 weeks. So I'm hoping that we'll see some kind of excitement here. I think more we'll see it from the Cardinals. I do like to watch Kyler Murray when he's scrambling around, running all over. And it's literally like watching back in the Nintendo days when you just had the little circles for red and blue.
Don't do it so much. I was so mad. I lost in one of my big money fantasy leagues because I picked Arizona Cardinal running back. He was a rookie. It was his first time, and he was going to be behind the starter, and I thought he was going to get some carries. No.
But either way, shout out to the Jets, the Giants, the Vikings, three teams that none of us, I don't think anybody predicted, even the big dogs, with the NFL, you know, and ESPN, Stephen A., people like that discredited those three teams, and they're at the top of their divisions. I mean, minus the Giants, they're in second place, but, I mean, let's be real, the Eagles are the clear favorite right now in the NFC. So, with that being said, we are all done. We will see you guys here next week, same time, same place. We're out of here.